Mr. Liu goes to China.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is in Beijing this morning on day two of his visit to China. It's his first foreign trip as Treasury Secretary and the first high-level talks between the U.S. and China in 6 months. Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joins us with the details. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, what is Secretary Lew talking about with his Chinese counterparts?
Well, one thing that he has already talked about that we saw in previous Treasury Secretary visits is that he urged China's leaders to speed up the appreciation of China's currency. A more important item, though, that was on his agenda was that he confronted Chinese leaders about allegations that the Chinese military has stolen an enormous amount of intellectual property by hacking into the servers of America's largest companies.
Right.
And, you know, this is a sensitive and embarrassing issue for China. And this was definitely Jack Lew's first big test on how to negotiate with the Chinese.
Well, how's he going to be different from his predecessors? Because he follows, of course, in the footsteps of Tim Geithner and Hank Paulson.
Yeah, Geithner and Paulson both had extensive China experience. Paulson had been to China dozens of times before becoming secretary, and Geithner had even studied at Peking University when he was younger, so they had lots of connections here. Lew doesn't have this close connection to China. He's more of a Washington insider, and some people think that's a good thing because it may make it easier for him to be tough on China on a lot of these issues.
So he may be tougher. What about areas of common ground?
Well, I think the biggest potential for common ground is making it easier for American companies to export products to China. You know, U.S. exports to China are worth more than $100 billion a year, and they're just going to grow as China's consumer class grows. And for the Chinese, this new government has pledged to build a consumer-driven economy, and American products are part of that equation. So if more and more Chinese keep buying American products, we'll see that infamous trade deficit with China narrow to more manageable levels.
Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz. Rob, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeremy.